to another episode of Pirates in the Caribbean podcast featuring
Ikran
and Manira. Woo-hoo. No Zahara today, but she's still here in spirit.
Yes.
Hit it. I'm joking. Go on. Sorry.
Yes.
High energy, guys.
High energy.
More passion. More power.
Where's that clip from? You know, sometimes I see things on TV and I'm just like...
Oh, no, it's definitely from the internet somewhere.
I've been trying to be like the type of person... You know me, I don't really watch TV like that. So I said to myself, dude, I'm going to try to watch like more episodes. I just finished watching Dubai Bling. Because when we get
That's
together...
That's not even TV.
I know, but it's trash TV, yeah.
I thought you were talking about like Channel 1 to 5. Go on.
What? No.
Sorry.
No, because, yeah, when we get together as friends, I realised, yeah, you guys are always talking about, like, Dubai.
You guys... You know that, Amy.
It's not you, but...
All I watch is Girlfriends and Desmond's, and they took that away from me.
They take Desmond off Netflix?
Desmond's and Girlfriends is gone from Netflix.
Yes, I was trying to find Girlfriend the other day, because, you know, I'm this type
I don't want
to
talk about...
Sorry about your loss. I was trying to... The other day, I was trying to watch it, because, you know, I'm the type of person, when I'm working from home, I like to watch
things that I don't need to concentrate on, because I've watched that entire series 50 times.
One of the things that I've watched... I'm not going to lie, maybe like a few times, and it's like 12 seasons, is Big Bang Theory.
You know, I used to find that funny.
I find it hilarious.
Sheldon, maybe it stopped being funny when I realised that the women weren't getting paid the same amount as the men.
Oh, is it?
No, the boys were nice, though. They were giving the girls half their salary to make them even.
Oh, they're nice on script and off.
But they shouldn't have had to do that.
That's
oh my
true.
Gosh, my knees are out on YouTube. Bismillah.
At least you got leggings this time.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to watch more Netflix and stuff like that, trying to watch more trash TV so that
you can join in the convo.
I can join the convo because there was a...
no, you're prepared with notes. There like this. I know what you're like. You're prepared with notes.
Yeah. Because before...
Somebody before help me like plan.
They'll be talking to me about...
When they talk about Love Island and stuff like that.
No, first of all, I don't watch Love Island. I'm sorry. It's just not me. But things like The Housewives of LA or Orange County or...
I used to watch the Black People Housewives. Do you know what? I used to watch things on my iPad and then my iPad died and then I just...
Why not charging it?
No, like it's corrupt. That iPad is 52 years old, trust me.
Oh, okay.
That is edition one iPad. That's edition one.
I just need to plug it in.
Now when I try to turn it on, it's like, you need to... Oh, it asked me to sign into YouTube 56 billion times, and no matter how many times I sign in, it keeps popping up on the screen. Like, it's dead. I need to throw it in the bin.
Remember your laptop that kept dying and every time you opened
Excuse me, that laptop's still here. I used it a few days ago. Thank you very much.
Is it?
The laptop doesn't die. It's the screen that has an issue. That laptop got me a distinction in my
master's.
Yeah, it really
did on your dissertation.
Thank you very much.
I remember when you... I always used to say to you, what did I say to you all the time? I used to say to you, Miki, please save your work every 5 seconds.
Yep.
Because I was scared. This girl's...
got a distinction.
She'll be writing something and then
the
screen
laptop.
Will go black.
But the laptop itself is actually a really good laptop, but it must be some sort of issue. I've obviously hit it or something, and that's why when it goes to a certain point, if I move it, it just turns... the screen turns black.
Yeah.
But you know what? It still works.
But yeah, I've been trying to watch some Netflix. I watched this Netflix called Dead Waterfell. It's like a British... It was good. It was like five episodes. Very good. Anyway, I've been trying to watch like things like that. So next time, my friends, I'm ready for you guys to be like, okay, yeah, let's talk.
You've been warned,
I still
guys.
Haven't watched like Housewives of no.
There's too many of those, but go on.
I need to pick the right one. Apparently, there's stages to this nonsense, and I don't have.
I know the person who's telling you this nonsense, Afra.
Yeah.
I knew it. Okay, Af, if you see it, well, I knew it was you.
And I was like, because last time I was like, Af, I need to watch because
no, no, but she watches too many of them. She needs to be stopped, so don't listen to her.
No, I was just like, next time I was like, oh my God, this happened. I just want to be involved
just
in
watch the Black People ones.
There was a time
she's
that
the only one who
said,
watches the white
FOMO,
girl ones. Anyway.
And I was like, what the hell is FOMO?
You definitely suffer from FOMO, but
no, I don't. And I will. Sorry to the snapper.
Triggered.
Very much.
You do suffer from FOMO. You're not the only person in our friendship group. There's one more. They're currently abroad.
I think you're having fun.
I'm sending shots, but yeah.
Big shots.
You definitely have FOMO.
I think so.
Yeah. Absolutely.
First of all, I didn't even know what FOMO was. I was saying to someone.
Fear of missing out. You in a nutshell.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
But I don't see that. So.
Okay.
If I don't see it, then I don't think
you don't need to see
it.
It's okay.
It's okay, it's all right.
You don't have to see the things.
Is it? All right, then, cool. Okay, Okay.
Does Ikran have FOMO? Then again, they wouldn't know. They would literally have no clue.
My friends would say yes. The people in our group would say yes. So then
maybe you should trust us.
I don't. Sorry. I refuse this. Okay, maybe a little. Maybe, I don't know. Anyway.
Next, she said. Go on.
Talking about holidays and stuff like that. Did you see that Fredo? He got locked up.
They won't let him out.
They won't let you out. I'm locked up.
How long did he get?
In Dubai. 5 years.
For what? Some marijuana?
He was making weed in public or something like that. And then he tried to hide it, apparently, between his crack ass. But, you know, that's why.
Nah, he couldn't have possibly done that if he was doing it in public.
That's what I heard.
People are mocking him now. That's actually quite rude. Because if he got caught in public, so what, they think he tried to go like this with his...
while
it was still a light in his arse cheek. People have no manners or
people
respect.
People had to stop laughing like a crazy woman on the podcast.
But that's just how you laugh. We all just laugh.
I know, but I just don't like it. I don't like the way I sound.
Okay, well then learn your fancy. I forgot it.
I can't help it. Take me as I... No, that will never be me. Sorry, I can't.
Who used to laugh like that? Is it Hilary Banks? No, Ashley in Fresh Prince when she was trying... Is Hilary that...
Oh, yeah.
You can laugh like that.
So he got 5 years. So he won't be feeding the baddies pasta, but he'll be feeding them dates, innit? He'll be feeding them.
Well, look, I mean, this is a key issue that people keep having, is that they travel to countries with quite... strict. Well known to be strict countries on certain things.
Yeah.
And they think that because they're a Westerner...
Mm-hmm.
Or because they have wealth.
Yeah.
Because, it's not just people who are wealthy. It's just any Westerners sometimes. They go to these countries and they think, well, are you mad? Like, I've got a British passport. Are you mad? I've got an American passport.
No.
I just want everybody to know that Dubai, Saudi, Qatar, all of those people, they don't care. You man was up in arms at the World Cup about the LGBT thing.
Oh, the Qatar.
And
yeah,
guess what?
Don't give a shit.
Guess what? They didn't care, and you still went.
Mm-hmm.
And they
said no alcohol, and you lot still went.
Thank you. They're not changing their rules.
No.
And listen, people get upset and say things like, "Ah, that's why we need to in our country." Nobody's stopping you.
Yeah, the way you lot tell us,
you can go there and do. Many Western people go and live in countries like Dubai and have exceptional lifestyles, okay? Mm-hmm. And are very happy out there. Just respect the law of the land.
Yeah.
Just respect the law of the land.
They don't.
And it's like you couldn't find a way to smoke weed privately, or you couldn't hack it to not smoke weed for a few days, you fiend.
But some people have, it's like an addiction, you know?
Well, no, it is. But it's like, I don't know. But again, he probably just thought, I'm Fredo. To Dubai, it means... absolutely nothing.
Exactly.
However, I mean, I don't know how corrupt the system is out there. Maybe his money can get him out. I don't know. But ultimately, know where you're going in it and know the rules, because...
And then everyone's like, oh, he's going to... You know, that when I was reading the comments here, people were like, oh my God, he's going to turn Aki. And I'm thinking, but Fredo,
isn't it? It's not Brixton. It's not HMP Brixton.
He is. So
I didn't say he wasn't. I was taken aback.
Oh, you didn't know that he was? Yeah. A lot of these rappers are.
Did you have that confirmed from anywhere? Or is that just a rumour?
Maybe a rumour.
Because people still say T-Pain is Muslim, despite the fact that he has, on numerous occasions, said, I don't associate with any religion. He was born one. Because he's Senegalese.
First of all, that's a new fact to me. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
A lot of rappers.
And
don't
also
play
like,
around with Dubai, bro. It's because you're a rapper.
He's going to turn Aki. As I said, it's not HMP Brixton.
That's true.
It's not HMP Wandsworth. This is Dubai.
Yeah.
It's going to be pure foreigners in there.
But you know, people I just feel like, you know, my worst nightmare is to be in prison overseas. Like
Banged up abroad.
Like, you know, when I watch those type of TV series, yeah, I'm always like, the braveness of these people. Like, you have to be brave to bring drugs and think like, your life is in the balance. Like, if you get caught, that's it, you're done out. What's the worst place, like, you know, for you to be stuck, like, banged abroad? I think for me, it would be somewhere like Russia or something like that. I can't take it.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Dead. Immediately.
Or Mexico.
No, I'd survive that.
You survive South Africa, South America?
It would be bad. Mm. But if you've got money, like, I read a book about, oh, my gosh, I really enjoyed that book as well. It was a guy who, he was locked up in
South America?
Colombia.
Nice.
El Salvador.
Okay.
Somewhere like that. Mm. But the prison there, jolting. If you've got money,
yeah,
your wife and kids can come and live with you in the prison.
Really?
Madness. Mm. That prison was. Literally. Like, depending on how much money you have was depending upon how you live in that prison. Your whole family can move into the prison and live with you if you've got enough money. Do you know how foolish that is?
Is that prison then?
It is prison because they can't leave.
You just can't leave.
And it's
you can also have a whole party if you got enough money. Yeah. Let's have a party on Friday night.
Yeah.
Bring all my cousins, my siblings.
Whereas, like, in a lot of countries, like in Africa, in the Caribbean, and that, like, you go to jail if your family ain't bringing you food. Oh.
They say you're done now. Imagine, like, Russian prisons and stuff like that. Mm-mm, God forbid.
Well.
But I heard European prisons are nice. They're actually people, like.
To be honest with you, I don't need to care what any prison is.
Yeah,
like,
please, God forbid. But I don't need to know. Shout out to the people that actually, like, you know.
Hold tight, everyone listening to us from HMP somewhere.
Do you think they have prisoners that listen to us? You never know, you know.
We don't know who people are.
They're skilled, you know. You know, there was a time I was on TikTok here, and there's a whole side of called prison TikTok. Let me tell you, I find it very fascinating.
There's prisoners on Muzmatch, sis, so.
Yeah? What?
This there's is guys mystery. Looking for a wife, they're on literally Muzmatch. In jail on Muzmatch.
Alhamdulillah, I never came across them.
Wearing their prison tracksuit and that.
I ain't seen that, boy. I ain't seen that one. That's
those mystery. Are the ones who only communicate at certain hours of the day and you wonder why.
They have to wait till
the gloves are gone. Then they bring their phone out from under their pillow. But they've slashed open their mattress to police.
Yeah. You know, when I was young, there was a guy that wanted to talk to me while he was going to prison. I said, I can't talk to you no more.
You sound like a sensible person.
Yeah.
That's exactly what needs to be said.
I said to him, no, sorry.
Do you think I'm getting attached to someone who's going to jail?
Let me tell you, the fear of my parents and the fear of, like, you know, I had this concept of, like, don't embarrass your parents. Don't make your parents, like, you know, don't bring shame to the family has always stopped me. From being a wayward child.
Yeah, it's such you doing certain things.
What's in the darkness will never come club. To the light. You know,
Fight Club.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I beat up a few bitch staff for a lot.
I thought we were gonna leave it there.
Money, you just led me there. Sorry.
No, that was the end of my comment.
Okay, yeah.
That was an indirect between you and I.
You know what? Yeah, I'm really glad. I've said this before. Yeah, I'm really glad that I grew up in a era, like in my 20s
before social media, because people would be recording certain things.
I'll be viral every week. I ain't even gonna lie to you, my face would have been there. Sorry. My face would have been there. So alhamdulillah for that one, boy, because it's only on people's memories now. I can deny it. Someone can't, what? That on me?
You're the person telling the story more than anybody else.
I can tell it. How do you know it's the truth?
Listen, you've told the story more than the people who you had to open up a kind of whoop ass on.
Don't believe social media is a lie, as people say all the time.
Don't believe in me. I'm a true liar. What's the Indian?
Yes, don't believe in me. I'm a true liar.
As far from last is not. That's terrible. Go on.
You never know, you know what I mean? But yeah, I'm glad that I never grew up in that era. Now everything is like, you do, are you okay? We just got over one cold.
I know. And then somebody brought one into the house.
Oh, sorry about that one.
Go on.
Yeah, so what was I saying? It made me lose my thoughts. I thought, what was it called? See, sometimes to God.
2 weeks ago, guys, Ikran sat here. On Are You a Broke Millennial episode. I don't know if it was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. My concept of time is very bad.
Yeah.
But we were talking about pensions.
Yeah.
recently, there's been a little update.
Yeah, so it said UK state pension age will soon rise to 71.
I think it said it needs to rise, right? In order for...
No, it said will soon. Oh, you need to rise, you're right. To rise to 71, says experts. According to research, the current UK pension age is 66.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, hell no. As soon as I saw that, I said to Mooney, get me out of here, bro. Because
how do you feel about that?
No, I don't like it.
Because you don't have your pension of your own, do you?
I told you, my son's my... I told you. Listen, leave me alone, man. My retirement plan is my you in it. Why do I have children? Well, you mean it. Take me to jail.
Good luck with that, sis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you don't know it yet, but you know. We're working on it.
You don't know it
yet. I don't know.
You should have had 50 of them if you that was the plan.
That's true, but you know, working on that one as well. So
50 of them.
The pot is brewing.
Why are you doing it like you're some witch of a cauldron? I don't know what to say about that. Obviously, I mean, if you are waiting for state pension,
I'm not waiting for state pension.
No, I'm talking to the public.
Oh, to the people. Yeah, 71. I mean,
technically you are if you're not paying into your own pension.
Okay,
because. You know,
I have my own pension, but it's just not government. It's not governed. No, I said I wanted to opt out. I've been.
Oh, but you are in one.
Yeah, I've been.
You're not in one.
I've always been in one. It's just that I just feel like there's teeth in my money.
I can take my pension when I'm 55.
The teeth in my money.
From my own one. And I'm also considering getting another private pension, but that's a separate issue for another day.
So, and they said, however, further research suggests that this is not enough and anyone born after April 1970 may have to continue working until the age of 71 before claiming their pension.
Shut down, Babylon, bro.
What? 1970?
You know why? Because they're spending all the money on foolishness, like wars, and giving people money to blow up children. That's why they haven't got no pension money. Because they're buying bombs. They're buying arms. Yeah,
There's
always money for war. There's always money for you not to give your friends contracts that nobody even sees. We're still paying. We're paying for PPE that no one ever used. I'm tired of these people. I'm literally sick of them. Where is Bane? That's who we need. Bane. You know from Batman. You know the evil guy with the mask thing on his face?
Oh, yeah.
That unleashed all the poor people onto the rich and they were throwing the rich people out of their homes and wearing their chinchilla furs for them. That's what we need to do.
Let me tell you something, yeah?
I want to wear a chinchilla.
I always support villains in movies, you know? And I always get upset that they lose because the villains are trying to do something.
Bane had a point.
Yeah, he really did. Because
we're getting mocked.
Yeah, he really did. So guys, go back to that episode because I said, I don't even want to be in this country. But anyway, just listen to that episode. You would hear my...
Your mom says she don't want to be in this country.
Very strong opinion. I don't.
And I rolled my...
Yeah, she's... And I can't...
Survive. I rolled my... Anyways. Because where's your picnic and your grand picnic going to be? Yes, sir.
No, they're waiting. I'll take them with me.
Why are you lying? Your son's a grown man who's never seen Somalia. Stop the madness. Stop the madness. He is English. English. He's going to be here.
He's a foreigner. Guess what?
He's going to be here.
The Englishman will come to me. Get out of my country.
Hold tight if he marries Rebecca, innit?
Why'd you hate me, buddy?
I'm joking. No, but all I'm saying is,
God forbid, because I'll tell him.
It's highly likely that your children or your grandchildren will be here.
I forced them. In which case,
you're not going to want to leave.
The power of persuasion.
That's how our parents got trapped. How many of them said they were going back? Why are they still here? Because their kids and their grandkids are here. Then they get stuck.
I need to have a plan.
You need to have a plan to pull your heart out of your chest, because once you start having grandkids and stuff, you'll be like, oh, no.
Then I'm going to say, bun these people, bruv. And I'm going
to... That's what you're going to start saying.
I'm going to say, bun you lot, stay in this country.
Okay.
I'm leaving.
I don't see it. You wouldn't leave your grandkids and your kid.
You never know, babe.
I don't think you got it in you.
You'd
be crying.
Yeah. I am a very emotional person.
You'd be on Nabs' phone. Oh, yo.
Yeah.
You need to come and visit.
I always tell you... Guys, anyway. I always say every time I send this podcast, yeah, if you're a mom to a teenager, delete you. Because it's so ghetto.
I don't, boy. I can't even breathe. I can't breathe. Orange?
I'm not about to go to prison for this to you.
That's how I know you watch too much American TV, because you wouldn't be wearing orange anyway.
What colour do they... Oh, they wear
here, we don't do that. We just wear tracksuits and that. Grey tracksuit, blue tracksuit. We don't do orange jumpsuits.
You know, as much as I think I'm a strong person, I know I won't survive prison.
I wouldn't. I know a girl who went to jail, and I remember she said that the first day...
She cried?
She was...
What happened?
She was in the gym. And someone came up to her. Sorry, because I think I that would have been the end of me. Let me tell you that for free.
What did you do?
The girl said to her, she walked up to her and was like, yeah, I like this one still, and touched her cheek. Like,
no.
Basically, in that moment, you either know you're about to be someone's bleep.
Yeah.
But she didn't have it. She went mad. She was like, I knew I had two choices.
If I
let her get away with it, I would have been finished. Or you have to act like a mad person. Yeah, she went crazy. Made the girl think she was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I like this one still. You touched my cheek. You think you're going to be using a strap on me?
Me, I will faint.
This night? I swear to God. Kill me. Immediately on site. Bust my head with the weight. I'm telling you now. And there's no survivors. I'm telling you now. But to be honest with you, the moment I was in the courtroom, you know that man who took the cyanide pills in the courtroom and killed himself?
Oh, yeah.
That would be me. The moment the judge said, did you see him? He killed himself immediately. He said, you not thought you were sending me to jail. Did you see him?
I saw that.
He had cyanide pills. I don't know how he did it. I don't know. I don't know who he paid. But all I'm saying is, jail.
No, he said
Of course it was, because where else in the world would that happen?
American jails are really
unless I'm
scary.
Doing 3 months for a driving ban that I didn't pay attention to or something. But like real jail time, life.
No.
Cyanide pills. Bloop, bloop. He chucked that in the back of his throat. So he had it here. He said death is on the cards. I know that I can't handle this. There's certain. I don't lie to myself.
That's what I said prison. To you earlier. I was like, why do you, people that go to, what do you call it, try to bring like drugs and stuff like that abroad? Like, they're brave. Like, just say you want to go to jail. Just say you want to go to jail. Because
the thing is, some girls I used to hang around with when I was really young, they did it from Jamaica and they got caught. It was really bad. They went to jail.
In Jamaica?
Luckily, they got caught when they got here. If they went to prison in JA, boom.
They'll be finished. But you know the prison system here is a joke thing.
It's not enough of a joke thing for me to go there. But go
yeah, on. That's true. It's not enough of a joke.
It can be a joke thing. You can have as many PlayStations as you want. I don't want
to
go.
There was a time, that I went to court with my cousin had court and whatever, and we were very, it was very, basically, it was Mazzolini. Everybody was fighting. People were fighting each other. And then the judge was like, if you guys don't behave, I'm sending... It was the women, obviously. It was the girls that were bare rowdy.
I'm holding you all in contempt, yeah?
No, she said, I'm sending you all to HMP. What was the one in the... It's got shut down.
I don't know many women's prisons.
Oh, it's in North London. Know.
Holloway.
She said, I'm sending you all HMP. You know me? I took my bag. I said, ban you, bruv. I ain't staying.
I mean, she can't actually do that, but that was a good threat.
No, everyone quiet after that. 100%. Me, I said, my salama, I gotta go. I can't support. I can't. I said, just call me and let me know what the verdict is.
And I left, 100%.
She was rowdy. No, let me know you're going there before she comes knocking on my door and got time for that.
Ikhlas said before she... Anyway, moving on. I'm going to ask you a personal question.
Okay.
Oh, wait. So I was on the internet, because, you know.
As always.
Excuse me, some of us have jobs.
That's true.
Some of us as if we both don't have jobs, but you know what I mean.
I work from home, you have to go into your job.
But you still work.
Honestly, you know, this week I went in like 4 times.
Boo-hoo! I hate you people who complain about going to work when the rest of us...
I struggled.
I'm on the front line. I was frontline worker, you understand?
In mask.
With plastic thing down my face like this. Teaching your children. I don't want to hear anything.
I was exhausted.
I don't want to hear it.
Monday to Thursday, I was like, this week...
Oh, let me get out the mini violin. On,
I was like, this week,
nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
And I was like, I have to be on the pack train. Knows my and everybody's sorrow. Gonna have to like, and I'm fighting for the seats.
We do not care. All frontline workers who've been at work the whole pandemic, those of us who never got to work from home, salute me.
True.
I was about to do this, do you know Hitler just ruined everything, bruv? Yeah. Separate
can't
issue.
Even do certain things.
Literally, I was going to, I can't even do it. I don't even know how to say salute me. Or I don't know. Anywho, I was scrolling the internet.
Alrighty.
And to be fair, this was like over a week ago, but I wanted to talk about it and we didn't have an episode last week. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
So it was titled, Why You Shouldn't Be Afraid to Talk About Intimacy Before Marriage.
Ooh.
I'm joking. And I was like,
you shouldn't. It's true, I agree.
You shouldn't. And the comments were also quite interesting.
What was the article talking about?
Obviously the fact that, you know, people aren't used to having these in speaking for the Muslim world, guys. Mm-hmm. Speaking for the Muslim world. Lots of people are obviously taught that, you know, you don't discuss these kind of things.
No.
And also people have these fears and threats about what will happen. But also I think,
which is very real,
people
to be
can
honest,
also end up in terrible situations.
Yes.
Because they don't know the expectations of their partner regarding intimacy.
Yes.
And if you don't know what their expectations are before, you don't know what you're signing up for, technically.
But people can lie, though, no?
I think that would be a really stupid thing to lie about.
But they do, though. Men, I mean, especially, okay.
I don't think, I think men would be less likely to lie about intimacy than women.
Do you think so?
Absolutely. Women would do madness, like, be like, yeah, I want to do it every night. Yeah, comes, after you sold him a dream. So let me tell you something. I actually think on this occasion.
You think so?
It might be the other way around. I'm just saying.
They're saying, yeah, I can do this, I can do that. When it comes to,
yeah, exactly. Like, exactly.
Where was all the things that you could do? Oh, sorry, what? Who
said that? Well, you don't know what you can do. Well, yeah. Technically, you shouldn't, anyway.
And then if you do it...
Yeah, so it was just easy. And I'm just talking about, like, the anxiety around that. And, like, how intimacy isn't just sex. I'm just scrolling through the article.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, about making those decisions together and blah, blah, blah. But then it made me think back to when I was talking to my husband. And I actually couldn't remember. I had to ask him. And then he said we did. But then he brought up a conversation that we had after we got married. So even for him, the lines are blurred. We can't even remember.
Yeah. Maybe at the time you're not really looking at intimacy, you're looking more of like other characteristics, things that are important. Like, you obviously, intimacy is
hella important, though.
It is very important.
And if I didn't have that conversation, I still would advocate, because I actually genuinely can't remember if I did or didn't. I would genuinely advocate for anyone,
yeah,
male and female, to have that conversation.
Me too.
For various reasons. Yeah. What do you think, anyway, before I go into my reasons?
I agree with you 100% that you should have that conversation. But I think for some people, it's very awkward.
Awkwardness is all right. Talking about money is awkward too, but you got to talk about that too.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like it's easier to talk about money.
No.
Do you not think so?
People struggle with talking about that as well. Both are awkward.
Me, I'm like...
Money? Both of them, it's, I think, true, people find difficult.
Because you don't want the... You don't want to be like, if I ask him certain things, I don't want him to think I'm a loose girl, things like that. You know, there's a lot of like...
Yeah, but then he's a bit of a clown if he thinks stuff like that. It's not like you're going to say, I mean...
There's hella clowns.
When I say talk about intimacy, I'm not talking about some reckless talk. I'm not talking about that. Not saying talk about, you know, things... describing all the things that... No, whoa, slow down. Slow your roll. I just mean expectations.
So what do you mean by expectations? Like what? Give like
an okay,
example.
Number one, what types of intimacy do they enjoy? Because remember, intimacy isn't just about having sex. Mm-hmm. So what things do they enjoy? Yeah. No, but even like sitting on the sofa holding hands.
Yeah.
A foot massage.
Yeah.
You know, that's all intimacy. So first of all, those things... What do they see as intimacy? What sorts of intimacy do they enjoy? And then obviously you have to get down to the expectations at some point in terms of how many times, you know, a week, month, do they think is a normal, an appropriate amount of times to have sex?
Yeah.
You know, because some people are off the charts, off the scales. and some people are not.
Yeah,
you know, imagine you're matched with someone with a really high sex drive, and you have damn near almost no sex drive.
Yeah, but those things are kind of hard to like predict, because if the person says to you, "Oh, I've got a high sex drive, I want it four to five times a week,"
yeah,
it's gonna be like, "How you're a Muslim?" Like, you know, there's gonna be
I'm sorry, Muslim get the feels too. Whether you've had sex or not, but you still get the feels.
How would you know you have a high sex drive?
I guess you wouldn't necessarily call it that, but you would know if you're somebody who feels like that's what you're going to have. You need to be honest.
Fine. Yeah, obviously, honestly.
Because you still get them feelings, yeah. Muslim or not Muslim, bruv. Especially once you get to a certain age. Muslim teenagers have them feelings. So
if you put like, not expectations, but if you say, yeah, I want to have sex
you need to know.
Times a week.
You might be sitting there thinking, hell to the na-na, to the na. Or you,
I'm like, brother, find someone.
Do you get what
else,
I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But for some people, that's fine. But imagine you agree to something and then you get married. Or imagine you didn't agree to something because you never had the convo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you're running for your life through the house trying to escape.
But isn't it the same way you don't really know someone until you live with them? You don't really know what the sex
you don't
is like
know 100. No, but that's what I'm not talking about describing
do
the sex
or whatever. Or you don't know
what
the person is like.
But in terms of expectations,
yeah, you
also
could put your expectations
some people
there.
Might want to experiment in sexual ways and that you are uncomfortable with.
I've got so many stories.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? This is what I'm trying to say to you.
Yeah.
Somebody, you know, look, people might be virgins, but they do have their own things in their head that they think, you know, once I'm married, I'd really like to try this, or I'd really like to try that.
Imagine they say something to you. You know what I mean?
Before, yeah. But imagine somebody says something to you and you're thinking, you want to do himst?
Yeah.
In the worst?
No, thank you.
So imagine you didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then you get married,
you have to say, like, I don't
and
like
they start asking
like
you to do weird things that you're not comfortable with.
Yeah.
Or things that aren't even weird, but to you it's uncomfortable. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So this is what I'm trying to say to you.
It's true, because one time,
if you don't have those conversations, you could end up in a bind.
Yeah, it's true. One time, I was in my Duxie Quran lesson.
I know you lot weren't talking about this in Duxie.
We was. It was an all girls thing, yeah? So the one girl said to me,
are you not supposed to be learning a surah? Go on.
After the surah, we can ask questions.
Okay, go on.
Somebody
asked Ma'alin.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
go on.
After Ma'alin, yeah, let me tell you that day I died on the floor. It was so funny.
I'm actually finished. They asked the imam.
The teacher. So she was like, Ma'alin.
You know what? Who else?
My husband likes heads, innit? And I don't like it. She was like,
she said that in front of everybody.
Me, let me tell you, I had my kitab and I said,
do you know I would have grabbed my belongings and tried to run out the building because I would have wet myself.
No. But then
did she even say that word?
Yeah, she said.
How did she expect him to know what that is? I want the police called. Go on.
So I was like, yeah. So, but the ma'alim was like, listen, yeah, these are normal conversations. These conversations that we should have a talk and stuff like that. She goes, my husband likes it. And she said, me, I don't like it. I find it disgusting. I find it revolting, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And she was like, and then the ma'alin obviously agrees. She goes, it's not a nice habit, blah, blah, blah. And then I said to the teacher, yeah, but like, if her husband likes it and then she doesn't, then they have to like, you know?
You know there's a difference of opinion
on
that, though.
Yeah, obviously, but
some
I'm not going to get into
some
that.
Some say it's haram, so maybe she could use that.
Yeah, she probably, and
so say, she could use that and be like, haram,
yeah,
I'm not doing it.
And he could come back and then say, some say it's not.
Yeah, true. Go on.
Do you know what I mean? But the fact that he likes it and she doesn't, I was like,
compromise.
And then I was thinking like compromise, but I was thinking why didn't they have this conversation? They didn't have this conversation before.
I think, you see, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Some people, these things are important to them.
I think that's important, but I just didn't think of it.
Yeah, exactly.
When I said expectations, see, I wasn't thinking about things like that.
Things like that are important. Come on, we're grown-ass people. If you're getting married, you have right to ask these questions.
I do know that for a lot of women, that is something they would have no idea that they don't like until they do it.
That's true.
You might think to yourself, yeah, man, I'll do anything for my husband.
Yeah.
You know, why wouldn't I try it?
And then you try it and
think, absolutely never again.
Yeah.
Not on my watch, not on this mouth.
But if your husband says that's my thing, like,
what? Again, then I think everybody has a right to say no.
True.
But what are the implications of that? But I also think, come on, there's a lot of other things that you can do.
Yeah, obviously.
But for some people, that might be, for some men, obviously I don't have a wiener. So I don't know what the obsession with that is. But obviously there's, it is for a reason.
Yeah.
But if we're not really supposed to do it, according to some people anyway, maybe they can reach some sort of compromise.
Exactly.
But I think that level of convo might be very uncomfortable for people before they get married.
It's uncomfortable, but if it's important to you and it's just some of the things that you really want to ask, I think you should go ahead and ask. I know some people might feel like,
that's wild. I wouldn't know where to look.
Yeah. You might have to do it over the phone, like, while you're quiet. Oh, by the way, I'll ask a question.
I'm going
to
send you a text message.
Yeah, and could discuss it.
Yeah, because...
Even, like, I remember... Back in my Ukti days, I remember when guys and girls have meetings and stuff. One guy asked the girl like, "Oh, have you ever had like FGM and stuff like that?"
Yeah.
And
valid question.
Valid question, but to be honest, when she came back and told us, we're like,
"Yeah, but if your tauntauns sew up, I need to know that."
Yeah.
Because that's actually
that's very important, because some people might not ask that question and they are, and then that's something.
To be honest with you, I would hope that if somebody was sewn up down there, they would tell somebody.
No, some people don't tell.
That's outrageous. Yeah, if I can't even get in there.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, or let's say if the person knows that they have, like, what's that called? Erectile dysfunction or something, yeah?
I'm calling the cops. That's out of order. No, you're taking liberties. No, you're rude. If you have erectile dysfunction, you don't tell someone. That's immediate termination of nikah.
Yeah, but...
No. This policy.
Yes, 100%. I agree with you. I'm not saying, but
because you know you've got erectile dysfunction, whether you've had sex or not.
Because you know why? Because I feel like there's this stigma.
I want the police called.
Yes, 100%. But do you?
I'm calling my mum. Take the nikah back.
Let me ask you something.
Unsign the nikah.
Wait. Let me tell you something. Do you think that some men won't say those things because they'll know if now is the wedding, they got married. Some women they'll just keep it to themselves because, oh, now I'm a married woman. There's this, like, the shame of, like, oh, she got divorced because, oh, and they'll rather stay in an unhappy marriage.
Do not you me, know
not
how...
Not me, because I'll be like...
Not me.
I'm skedaddling. See,
not me.
Not me, I'll be like, boy, bye. Like,
you and know? Only because, as well, you lied. Somebody exactly. might actually be willing to accept that,
some women do
and
accept
say,
that
we'll work on it together.
Yeah, work on it together.
But you have to tell somebody before... Erectile dysfunction,
like
which is
that.
Apparently becoming more and more common in younger men,
yeah, because they have some shit diets.
Yes, young people are poor diet, poor
or
life,
even
poor
some
lifestyle
women, like,
choices.
Let's talk about it. Some women, like, size and stuff like that. That's important to them.
Listen, people need to just Google.
I've got millions of stories of how different
I understand
ways people
that,
got divorced
but also people need
life.
To be like, come on. General average penis size. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, don't start acting like people. Come on, listen.
I think there's too much social media and too much expectations, and a lot of men and women, I think, watch too much porn, and they have this expectation.
Oh, I've spoken
it's on
to
the rise.
Kids. I've spoken to kids at school about that,
and they think they have. And
I keep telling them that porn stars are actors in the same way they see people in Wakanda Forever. They are.
It's true. I agree with you.
Because it's acting, and you can really create false expectations on yourself.
Exactly.
Based on what you see in porn.
Yeah.
And
especially if you have like porn addiction, and that's not something that you're gonna
outrightly
tell your friend.
Very common, you know.
100%. And then they get married, and they think like.
I know someone who
they think like
used to catch their partner watching it every day when they came home from work.
Oh hell no! Mm-hmm. Would you do that? I would uppercut my husband. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Every day. Policy. But the person had an addiction, obviously. And you was waiting till I was
That's scary.
It is.
Scary. Like things like that.
But then
be honest, because I hate this thing of like, oh, you know, there's a Somali I can't even say it. Like, you know, the people lie to you and then they think later it's okay. Because I'm already married to her, she's not gonna leave me. There's gonna be this shame of stigma and
I'll
stuff like
you.
That. Yeah. There's some of us that will shock you, but there's also some girls that weren't.
And that's really unfair.
That would be
that's
like, you
really
know what?
Unfair.
Yeah, I don't want to be divorced. I'm just gonna take
that's
it on the
really
chin
unfair.
And I'm just gonna stay because
that's
of the
actually
stigma being divorced.
I agree.
And I think some men are just pure evil because if you're not ready to, if you know that. You don't really want to get married and you don't want to, or you're just doing it. Because some people, it's family pressure. You know, some guys and girls as well get married just to leave their family home or whatever, you know.
Or because their families are pressurizing them to get married.
To get married. And then later what was the point of that? Because you're miserable. You've made that person miserable. You ruined that person's life. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
This person's going through depression and things like that just because
I mean, yeah,
I wanted to get married.
Well, they didn't want to get married. That's the whole
point. You didn't want to get married.
But that's a separate conversation because that's more about boundaries with your family. Let's go on the ring. That's more about boundaries with your family and not, you know, and 100%. Stuff like that.
But I'm just saying, even that applies to, like, not if you know that, you know, that you're not going to satisfy your wife sexually and stuff like that, and then, or you've got erectile dysfunction, let's say, and you said to yourself, nah, she's going to take it because, you know what, we'll be married and she can't leave me. Do you know what I mean?
People do those things all the time, even not just stuff to do with sex, even stuff to do with women's reproductive health, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So some girls, unfortunately, again, this is also something that's on the rise,
mm-hmm.
you know, things like conditions like PCOS and stuff like that. Some girls don't see their period every month.
No.
Some girls see their periods twice a year.
Yeah.
That's something you have to tell a potential spouse.
100%.
Because that's going to impact your ability to get pregnant.
But yeah, to have children.
But lots of people get married and don't tell the person.
Again, it's the same as...
It's the same. It's wrong.
It's wrong. If a man hides his erectile dysfunction. Do you know what I mean?
They're both wrong.
You have to be truthful.
They're too important for you to not tell.
Yeah, 100%.
Far too important for you to not tell.
Yeah. I agree with you. And I just think, like, you know when you were saying earlier about the, like, look... it's not just about intimacy, but it's also looking at a man's character. You know, a lot of us look into a man's character. Does he fulfill your rights as a wife? Like, you know, a lot of people...
You ain't going to know that till you get married.
That's true. And be a good husband or make sure you're... Because I feel like, if a man wants you to be, like, is a good husband, he will also try to be good in the bed. Like, do you know what I'm saying? He will try
They'll care about you, yes.
Yeah, they'll care about you. They'll
and your needs also.
And your needs.
It's not just about them.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. They'll put their needs... your needs before them, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good husband. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He'll be like, okay, man, am I not satisfied this way, but I'm going to try this way. Do you know what I'm saying? You know? Yeah. And vice versa, I guess. Yeah, so I think sometimes it's not just looking at, oh, can you get down with the down? Do you know what I mean? It's more, it's also like,
no, but even, because you, I mean, technically, if it's a Muslim marrying a Muslim, none of you even know if you can get down with the get down.
That's true.
Although a lot of Muslim guys aren't virgins, yeah? But,
no,
you know,
they're not.
But I mean,
don't
yeah.
tell me that either, because that's the biggest ick.
And also like a lot of girls aren't. Yeah, well, let's be real. So whether you can get down with the get down, which it wasn't really where I was going. For me, it was just again about expectations that people have with regards to experimenting, frequency, what is intimacy,
but what if
things
some
like that.
Don't know the expectations, like virgin girls, like getting married. They don't know what.
But if you
the
listen,
virgin.
You know what? You would know. Whether you're terrified. If a man comes to sit down in front of me and tell me every day and then Saturday, Sunday, twice, whether you are a virgin or not, you would think to yourself, let me think about that and actually think about your response. Because
if a man said to me 4, 5, 6 times a day, I'll be like...
A day? Oh, no, come on, are we unemployed? that doesn't even make sense. But also, our expectations are going to change once you have children. Is that person okay with that?
And it does.
Yeah, but discuss that in advance, right?
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, I personally don't remember having that conversation.
I think the thing is just, yeah.
I don't recall. It could have, but it's been a while now.
Yeah.
And as I said, conversations merge. Me and my husband wasn't together that long before we got married anyway.
Yeah.
So that might be part of the reason why we didn't have the conversation.
Yeah.
So.
No, but these conversations are important. If you,
it
whatever,
is.
And I think my main thing is just be honest. Like, you know? Be
you
honest with
to.
Your boundaries. Be honest with, like, what you might like. Or how you would expect your sex life. Do you know what I mean? Allahu a'lam, if that's how it's going to be when you actually get married.
But it's
trust
still good
me,
to
some
voice.
Huh?
It's still good to voice it, even if it doesn't end up being that way.
Yeah,
so that the other person knows
because
there's a possibility that these things is what it would be like. Yeah. And I don't think, or I do think I can manage that. Or, you know, I think I want more than that.
Yeah.
You don't know what, do you get what I mean? And I think also people ignore the fact that women are sexual beings also and think that it's all about the man.
Yeah, no.
And there are lots of women out there who might be more sexually explorative, is that even a word, than a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know that just because they're a girl, so.
Yeah.
Humans have
the biggest freaks are women anyway, please.
Is it? Listen, I don't know. Freakily, Monique, Christina, Yolanda.
How did I know you were going to bring up that song?
But yeah, no, I mean,
yeah, be honest.
Have that convo, people.
Have that conversation,
ladies and gents.
And if you don't feel comfortable, there's also books, like, you know, there's like Islamic books being written. Remember last time there was an episode
by the best person a gift on a date and just slide them the
100%.
No, because if we don't work out, we'll go back. Sorry.
There's a book actually. Oh, Ibn Jawazi, I think. I remember I told you guys one time. You did say it,
yeah.
On an episode, and it's a really good book. Oh, I can't. One
I
of
guess
the
you
episodes,
could read that beforehand.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it talks about intimacy between husband and wife and things like that. It's good to educate yourself, like, you know, especially if you're frightened or you don't
like most people are.
Yeah, you don't have the expectation.
Even the men.
And even things like. Even things like people that not tell you, like, you know, but you don't know how hard it is, like having like ghusl baths, like, you know, your hair.
Did you see them lot's video the other day? Of course, I'm a black Muslim.
Well, oh, yeah,
and then Manal said, my hair can't stay straight. And people in the comments was like, why can't their hair stay straight? I said, please.
Let me tell you, let's be honest, we're adults, yeah? We're adults. And obviously, we're both married, but. That's the bane of my life.
I think it's the bane of most girls.
It's the bane most of my married women's lives. I can't.
That's why I'll be wearing Orange Is the New Black braids. Crazy ass. No,
honestly, but these things, some people, like, obviously I knew about it, but it's just like, you don't know how it really affects your day-to-day life.
It affects your hair as well. Your hair is dry like I don't even know what. But it's part of life, isn't it? I'm trying to go bald. My husband would lose his rank if I shaved my hair.
I've asked my husband a few times.
I wouldn't. My head's the size of Jupiter. Hair. You're right. Hair? I'm not doing that. My head's big. You think I've shaved my hair off?
I think I look cute. Short.
Yeah, not me. Bald.
No, but honestly, like.
Just my head. It's on fleek.
Obviously, as women, to educate yourselves, like, afterwards and stuff like that is so important because a lot of girls don't know. And if they do know, they don't know how hard work it is.
Ask people. But also, 100%. Just going back to the intimacy conversation, what is a really good thing for as well is for you to spot out those guys who are unhinged.
100%.
Because there are some men, and you've probably experienced it yourself in both of our dating experience,
I have.
Where you're trying to have a normal conversation with them and then they come out with some sexual madness that didn't even match the convo.
Yeah. There's
weird, that weird sexual innuendo. Sir.
Let me tell you what those ones hear. When they start this conversation, beep beep, that's where they hear from me.
Yeah,
because I'm gone. Because you're getting blocked straight away. Yeah. Because
so I think if you try to respectfully,
what I'm telling you about my day, like, oh, I just went Tesco, and you're telling me which position. What? What are you talking about, bruv? I'm in Tesco, like.
Oh, taking it. Now.
What's going on? I need to hang up the phone and block your ass.
But no, like, if you, 100%. For example, if you find that you respectfully try to bring up this conversation, and it's definitely not a second meeting combo, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you try to respectfully bring up the conversation and the person takes it to a sleazy place, that's a nice red flag for you to see.
Yeah, 100%. You will know the red flags when they try to. 100%.
I don't know why I'm holding up a white flag.
What's another red flag? So when they try to talk sexually very quickly with you without out of nowhere.
Yeah, but sexually in a way that's not beneficial to anyone as well. You're not asking me questions like what we're discussing here.
Yeah, like important questions.
You're just
chatting
breeze, trying to just be nasty.
Yeah.
It's also not cute, but that's a separate issue.
Exactly.
Anyway.
It's
cringe. It's cringe.
100%.
It's cringe.
There's another one that I would say, I can't remember, but when you, obviously as women, you get the vibes like, not sure about this person. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trust your gut, sis. Trust your gut because some of these.
But yeah. Let us know in the comments.
Did you have
those kind of conversations with your spouse before marriage? Do you think those kind of conversations are warranted, are necessary? Or do you think, well, you got to relax, mind your business, what are you saying?
Because some people might come fast.
We might get dragged.
How dare you talk about real life issues?
Sweetie, I'm 37.
Exactly. Bye-bye.
I'm grown, and I don't think I said anything outrageous or distasteful. So, next.
You don't want to hear me in private.
Why are you lying for the people? They're going to get scared.
I know. I told you, don't believe me. I'm a true liar.
And we need to edit. You need to edit that clip. Into the edit because, no, I don't know. I can't remember. It's the Indian man. Remember, he's in the studio.
Yeah. You don't know me.
But yes, watch, like, comment, subscribe.
What you wanted to ask me a question earlier. Mm-mm. You didn't? Okay. You wanted to ask me a question.
That was the question.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, that was about something else. Anybody got time for that now?
Oh, okay.
Have you seen the time, girl? Intrigued,
but okay, that's fine.
Next week,
inshallah.
What kind of breathing was that? I've got a cold. I'm so sorry. Edit, please.
Again?
I was going to say your breathing have been Pirates in the Caribbean. I'm so sorry.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Let us know, inshallah. Tune in. Please comment, like, subscribe, like Tony said. Tell a friend.
And don't forget to...
social media. Oh, we forgot that, you know. We should have said that in the beginning.
FYI, those of you who listen audio-based only, we do have a segment on YouTube. It's exclusive to YouTube. It's called 10-Minute Talks, where we discuss random things. It could be a dilemma. It could be different things. The videos are only 10 minutes long, and we want you to chime in. So,
yeah.
Crip walk over there.
Yes, please, to our YouTube channel, yeah, inshallah.
We'll see you there. Pirates in the Caribbean podcast on YouTube. All right. Bye.
Bye.